Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому! Добрий день! Вітаємо вас у нашій русинській релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпато-Русинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпші русинські пісні. Теж презентуємо вам найновші справи і інформації о русинах з освіта. Okay, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. No, we are not ready to close yet, Chris. You can turn that off. That is our ending music, but we're not ending. That would have been quite a short show if we would have done the opening at the end all at once. But good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Dean Poloka, and you are listening to the Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday right here on the airwaves of AM 73 WPIT in Pittsburgh. Also streaming live over the new app. I see you had to download a new app for your smartphone or your Android phone, WPITAM.com, and the app that is associated for it if you have that type of phone. And also archived on our webpage, c-rs.org. Today is Sunday, the 13th of October, and I wish the weather would become fall-like. It's 70-something degrees out here in Pittsburgh, and I see it's going to get cooler a little later in the week. Hopefully fall will be coming soon. Today's Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program has been sponsored in part by our good friend Leslie Begala Bunarchuk. I will give you Leslie's dedications throughout the show. So thank you, Leslie, for sponsoring in part another Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program. We start today's program off by going to Lemkovina. This is the group Verkhovina, Zalisom, Zalisom. Well, for those of you that know Russian songs, know that that wasn't Zalisom Zalisom. I wrote it incorrectly when I got it onto CD yesterday. That was Lisom Lisom. Different song altogether. I'd like to thank Leslie Begala Budnarchuk for sponsoring in part today's Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program. Leslie writes, I would like to remember my mom and dad, Marian Andreas Begala and Michael Begala, because today, the 13th of October, would have been their 57th anniversary, wedding anniversary. Her mom was from Wall, PA, and dad from Whitaker, PA, and they met at Westinghouse Electric in East Pittsburgh and were married on October 13th, 1957. In celebration of their anniversary, Leslie asks if I could play the Russian wedding dance, Riadovy Tanets, which we will do. Actually, we have a two-pack here for you, Leslie. These are both songs from Ruski Muzikanti. We have Riadovy Tanets and one of the other requests that you had, Ud Ongvara, from Bob Barko's wedding a few years back.
Наша млада невіста, наша млада невіста, ой, любити є щастя, ой, любити є щастя. Як ся пан бо радує, наша сватка танцює, наша сватка танцює. Не так би ся радував, не так би ся радував, кет би млади танцував, кет би млади танцував. Hey, squaro!
Thank you, Leslie, for sponsoring in part today's Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program. Leslie writes, my dad's mom, Elizabeth Tatarka, was Russian from Velikoye Rusko. Her dad's father, John Olsakovsky, was probably Slovak from Vojčice, both in southeastern Slovakia. In 2007, her daughter, Alexandra, and Leslie were able to visit both villages and even met some of her dad's cousins. Leslie goes on to write, Dean, if you have some time, could you perhaps play some or all of the song Oi Podlisom Zeleninkim? Although my dad didn't live to see the girls in Slaviani, my mom did, and she absolutely loved watching the girls perform at all the concerts and church festivals she was able to attend over the 10 years or so we were in Slaviani. Larissa and the other girls sang it at her graduating concert in 2010. It's a wistful and somewhat melancholy song, and the girls sang it beautifully. Leslie, we have that rendition for you. This comes from the 2010 concert, and this is excerpt from Oi Podlisom Zeleninkim. Mark your calendars, 2 weeks from today, Sunday, October 27th. The 32nd annual Carpatho Rusyn celebration will take place at St. John the Baptist Byzantine Catholic Church in Uniontown. This is located at 201 East Main Street. St. John's will hold its annual ethnic festival in the parish social hall from noon until 6 p.m. Divine liturgy for the day will be at 10:30. There will be ethnic foods such as holubke, pierohe, halushke, kolbasa with sauerkraut, soup, potato pancakes, palachinka, baked goods, and much more. This annual event will feature the Slaviani Folk Ensemble at 3 p.m. and the musical group, myself, Bob Barko, and Paolo Cecan. We haven't made a name for ourselves yet, so that's why we're just calling ourselves our names, at 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. There will also be a cooking demonstration and a talk on Rusyn culture and current events. The Carpatho Rusyn Society will have a display of artifacts, costumes, photographs, documents, and will assist in genealogical questions. For more information on the 32nd annual Carpatho Rusyn celebration that will take place on Sunday, October 27th, from noon until 6 p.m. in St. John the Baptist Byzantine Catholic Church in Uniontown, please call 724 438 6027. Again, that is 724-438-6027. I'd like to thank again Leslie Bonarchuk for sponsoring in part today's Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program. Leslie goes on to write, "My mom, Marion, was 100% Russian. Her mom, Mary Ruschak, was born in Slovakia, near Michalovce. Her father, Michael, was born in Nanticoke, Pennsylvania. His family was probably from the Uzhhorod area. My mom, who died in 2010, enjoyed the songs Nitsya Mine Lubit and Dajje Bozhe Dobroy Chas. She told me that she remembered her father and his friend singing the latter song and Yarosin Bul around the kitchen table. Well, Leslie, for you, we have a modern rendition of Dajje Bozhe Dobroy Chas, and this comes from Roland, the group Roland in Chirch. The following messages come from the Friends of the Duquesne University Tamaritzins. This Friday, October 18th, join the Friends of the Tamaritzins for their second Musica Paluzica at the American Serbian Club. The Friends organization sponsors the Duquesne University Tamaritzin Grant and Aid Scholarship. This night is a fundraiser to raise money for their scholarships. Music will be provided by Tamaritzin alumni as well as current Tamaritzins. The bands playing are DD and P, Doki Don and Prsti, the Continental Dukes, Jarani, Zabava, Trzalica, Junaci, Potajno, Pobeta. Prior to this event, the Tamaritzins will have a free performance on Duquesne's campus at the PNC Recital Hall, located on the first floor of the Mary Papert School of Music. This performance will begin at 6 p.m. This will be a fun-filled night, one that you don't want to miss. So that is... when is that? Oh, no, that's one from September. Is that September? Oh, I see September on one, and I see October 18th. So it's October 18th. Just listen. Live radio. Don't you love it? Friday, October 18th, Musica Paluzica at the Serb Club. The Serb Club is located on the south side of Pittsburgh. If you want to look up more of it, just look up Friends of the Tamaritzins on Google, and you'll find Musica Paluzica. So Friday, October 18th. Musica Palooza at the Serb Club, $10 cover charge, 9 p.m. start. I'll find the address for the Serbian Club in just 1 minute here. Also, the Friends of the Tamboritzins announced that Saturday, November 23rd at 2 p.m. at the West Mifflin Middle School Auditorium, the Tamboritzins will be in concert. Call for tickets today, 412-518-0405. That is Saturday, November 23rd, 2 p.m. The Duquesne University Tamboritzins will perform at the West Mifflin Middle School. For tickets, call Dave at 412-518-0405.
From another land, your father's and mine, they had a plan to stay strong in time. Together, you and me, a future for our families. Here together, GCU is better than ever. GCU for life, GCU for life, GCU for life, GCU for life. Building for your future, working hand in hand. GCU for life, GCU for life. Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance and annuities that the GCU offers, please give them a call. The Greek Catholic Union of the USA, toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. Once again, that is the GCU, 1-800-722-4428. Okay, I have that address for you. So this Friday, October 18th, Musica Palooza, sponsored by the Friends of the Duquesne University Tamboritzins, is at this American Serbian Club, and this is located at 2524 Sarah Street in Pittsburgh's South Side. American Serbian Club, Sarah Street, South Side, Pittsburgh. Cover charge is $10 and begins at 9 p.m. I want to thank Leslie Bonarchuk for sponsoring in part today's Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program. Leslie continues, "My dad died in 1995. He would have turned 92 on October 15th. Could you play either Rusna Chardash number 15 or perhaps Ud Ungvara Drashka Ide, which we played Ud Ungvara for you a little earlier in the program, for his memory? They both remind me of dancing the Chardash with my dad. There used to be a gypsy band that played at the old Green Gables across the street from the picnic entrance to Kennywood. It's a McDonald's now. He'd swing me around on the dance floor with his other arm, held high in typical Rusin fashion." Leslie, next we have, this is from one of the concerts, can't remember which year, Rusna Chardash number 15. We'll be right back. All right, we're going to transition from this song into a Zakarpatska Kruchena. I would like to thank Leslie Bednarczuk for sponsoring in part today's Carpatho Rusyn Society Heritage Program. She has one more request to go out there, and that's why we're playing a Transcarpathian Kruchena for her. A little plug for Slaviani, she states. Slaviani commercial here. Having our girls join Slaviani was one of the best decisions my husband Paul and I made as parents. Hey, and if you know someone who wants to join, have them give me a call. 412-877-9351. Leslie encourages my listeners to pass the word along to any young person who enjoys dancing, singing, playing instruments, and learning about the Slavic heritage. They'll learn about that as well as the Rusyn heritage and have a lot of fun doing so as well. Leslie wants to give a shout out to the Poltava Ukrainian Dance Company, directed by our good friend, Pani Luba Lutkowski, which her daughters, Leslie's daughters, Alexandra and Larissa, were members of, since Paul, as the name suggests, Paul Bednarczuk is of Ukrainian heritage. But we'll make him an honorary Rusyn for a little bit there. So thank you once again, Leslie, for sponsoring in part today's Carpatho Rusyn Society Heritage Program. And thank the rest of you for joining me today. I invite you to join me again next week on AM 73 WPIT in Pittsburgh, as well as online, WPITAM.com, and archived on our webpage, c-rs.org. We'll see you all next week. Тримайте ся красний тиждень з Богом. Once again, I would like to thank everyone who supports this program. If you have any announcements or would like to make a donation, please write me, Dean Paloka, 2201 Forest Grove Road, Coriopolis, PA, 15108, or you can call me at 412-877-9351, or please email me, rusynradio@c-rs.org. Please join us again next Sunday at 2:30 right here on AM 730 WPIT for another unique and interesting Carpatho Rusyn Society Heritage Program. Дорогі русинські брати і сестри, дуже сердечно вам дякуємо, що ви слухали нашу релацію. Думаємо, що я вам любив наш нічний програм. Позиваємо вас слухати слідуючу неділю о 5:30 годині на станиці WPIT на фреквенцію 730. Тримайтеся красне і з Богом!